I'm Stacey Dohan-Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Check out hundreds of classic cars parked in historic downtown Cape Girardeau on Sunday's 40th annual Rivertails Classic Car Show, this year with Pinups for Cape joining in on the vintage fun from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. While the Rivertails Classic is happening on Main Street, head over to Spanish Street for the worldwide bike show all day long. Fall is on its way, and it's a great time to bring your bike along with you on your visit to Cape Girardeau. The late, great Steve Girard, a local cycling expert, shared one of his favorite routes with us in 2015. He said, "Bicycling in the Cape Girardeau area is about as good as it gets. A cyclist can leave the center of the city and within minutes can be enjoying quiet, scenic, smooth country roads with varying terrain. One of our favorite routes is what cyclists refer to as the Trail of Tears Loop. The route begins in downtown Cape and travels north with a quick stop to enjoy the view from the Cape Rock Overlook. From there, the route continues on North Missouri State Highway 177, a smooth road designated as part of the Mississippi River Bicycle Trail. Although it's a state highway, traffic is normally light and offers riders fantastic scenery on the way to Trail of Tears. Once arriving, cyclists can enjoy several routes within the park, with the Mississippi River viewing platform a must-see destination. From there, cyclists then travel County Road V to the village of Oriole. From Oriole, the route travels onto County Road Y and continues on County Road 621. Cyclists then enjoy a smooth and fast downhill run all the way back to the Cape Girardeau city limits along the very scenic LaCroix Creek. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more, and Steve Girard's bike route, at visitcape.com. I'm Stacey Dohan-Lane, and thank you for joining us for All About Cape.